Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Poison Tree by Erin Kelly, published by Hodder in 2011. Today is all about family, loyalty, and keeping secrets. Karen is a straight-laced uni student with nice friends, a nice boyfriend, and perfect marks. Her father complains that she's middle-aged at age 21, but in the weeks before her final exams, Karen accidentally meets the glamorous Bieber. Bieber is a performing arts student, flamboyant and bohemian, and Karen is quickly seduced into her world. Bieber and her brother Rex live in a tumble-down house in Highgate on the edge of a park. The house is like a commune, filled with friends and booze and music and drugs and never-ending parties, driving the neighbourhood mad. Karen finds herself drifting away from her old boring life into Bieber and her brother's world. Karen hopes that the long hot summer of 1997 will never end, but it does, and in dramatic and life-changing ways. The story jumps forward to 10 years later. Karen is the mother to a little girl and is welcoming Rex back into their lives. Rex has just been released from prison, and it all relates back to the summer of 1997. Someone is calling the house and hanging up without leaving a message, and Karen is worried that journalists are stalking Rex, digging up the past. Rex is struggling to transition back into ordinary life, and the perfect family that Karen pictured is turning out to be a silly dream. And all the while, she is holding on to a secret which she can never tell Rex or her daughter. Terrified, Karen believes that the truth will blow her family apart and leave her with nothing. Now, The Poison Tree is a psychological thriller centered on very common themes of lies and the past coming back to haunt you. But the difference here for me was the setting. Now, this book really reminded me of Donna Tartt's A Secret History, the story of a young person who feels embarrassed by their boring suburban life and who is seduced by the sophisticated world of their new friends. The story is primarily set in 1997 and flips forward in time to show the aftermath of the long summer while teasingly keeping Karen's secrets hidden until the last pages. Now, family and loyalty play a big part in The Poison Tree. Rex and Bieber have been abandoned by their father and their mother's suicide, and Rex feels responsible and has put his own life and happiness on hold to keep Bieber safe. Rex and Karen are the only sensible people in the world of the Highgate house, and the grown-up Karen is terrified that her secret will be let out at any moment. Now Rex is back, Karen finds herself reprising his role as the caregiver as he tries to assimilate back into everyday life. But the stress of holding back her secret is pushing Karen to breaking point. Now, back in 1997, while Rex and Karen fall in love, Bieber is almost the centre of their love triangle. Attractive and frustrating, she's the quintessential manic dream pixie girl. She floats irresponsibly from one drama to another, caring only about herself, while Rex, and also Karen, are left to pick up the pieces. But eventually, Bieber shows her darker side. So if you like reminiscing about the 1990s, or your university days, long hot summers, secrets and fractured families, I recommend The Poison Tree by Erin Kelly. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.